Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. For decades, researchers have been studying the cause of Alzheimer's with a focus on the abnormal presence of two proteins in the brain, beta amyloid and tau. They suspect the proteins damage brain cells, eventually killing them and causing brain shrinkage.
But the drugs developed to target these proteins have not worked well. So scientists have been searching for other clues, and one is getting their attention, viruses.
The HSV-1 virus is a herpes virus that causes cold sores, and the varicella-zoster virus, or VZV, which causes chickenpox.
Both viruses dwell dormant in the nerves until they get reactivated. When VZV reappears usually later in life, it shows up as a painful condition called shingles.
Researchers in the newest study used tiny sponges and seeded them with nerve cells that grow and form networks of firing neurons. They found that infecting these cultured neurons with VZV did not cause abnormal accumulations of proteins seen in Alzheimer's.
But if the neurons already had dormant HSV-1, which causes cold sores, the VZV infection reactivated these viruses. That led to a big increase in both proteins linked to Alzheimer's.
One explanation is that the viruses don't impact the proteins directly, but trigger an inflammation that does.
And over 400 published studies now link HSV-1 virus to Alzheimer's. This offers scientists a new focus for therapies to help the growing number of Americans suffering from Alzheimer's.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.